Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. You're just about to wrap up your 2013 tax return, right? Well, if you're not there yet and you're getting a refund, you might want to check out line 37, page 2.
This is the first time that the trust fund has been included on the tax form. It's on line 37, page 2 of the tax form, where you can just check a box and choose to donate 5, 10, 25, or another amount, and it will go straight to the Kentucky Department of Agriculture's Farms to Food Banks Trust Fund. And KDA will use those funds to give grants to nonprofit organizations for the purpose of paying farmers just below wholesale prices for what they could not sell otherwise. And then the nonprofits will distribute that food to hungry folks through the food bank network.
Tamara Sandberg, Executive Director of the Kentucky Association of Food Banks, says this new Kentucky Ag Department connection is a true blessing, and they do everything they can to stretch every dollar donated.
Every $1 received by the Kentucky Association of Food Banks, we can turn it into 5 meals, half a plate full of fruits and vegetables for 5 meals. We can have huge and demonstrable impact, both on hungry people and on farmers who have increased access to new income that they wouldn't have had otherwise.
In a minute, a reminder on a new tax credit for farmer commodity donations. We'll be right back.
Behind every Kentucky Proud product you buy, cook, or use, behind every farmer's market.
We're the Paul family from Paris.
We're the O'Briens.
We're the Turners from McLean County.
Whatever you're shopping for, whether it's beef, poultry, pork, dairy, vegetables, fruit, or anything else, there's a Kentucky farm family working for you.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
The Kentucky Association of Food Banks' Tamara Sandberg said they held a joint news conference a few days back about the tax code connected opportunities to help the hungry. State Ag Commissioner James Comer promoted the tax return donation. Secretary of State Allison Lundergan Grimes spoke to a new tax credit.
Yes, it was an honor to have Secretary of State Grimes speaking about this tax credit. This is another new addition. My understanding is it's not on the tax form for 2013, but it will take effect next year for donations made this year. So if a farmer has not just fruits and vegetables, but any kind of edible agricultural product that a farmer donates in 2014 to a nonprofit feeding program, they will be able to claim a credit of 10% of the value of that donation when they file their taxes next year.
She says you can learn more about helping the hungry online at kafb.org. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.